This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry in Portland. Like a lot of college students these days, undergrads at Portland's Reed College, well, they have their pick of extracurricular activities. They can join the chess or mountaineering clubs, the cheese club, or the drum collective. But Reedies also have another option. They call it the nuclear option. Reed College is home to the only nuclear reactor in the world run primarily by undergraduates. Do not head for the doors. This is nothing to really be afraid of. A staff of about 40 students keeps Reed's Trigger Mark I reactor glowing blue. Ilana Novakovsky is one of those reactor operators. She's here to explain how Reed's reactor works. Ilana, welcome to Science Friday.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Why does Reed College have a reactor?
There's a lot of interesting science that you can only do with a reactor. We do a lot of research for our professors and for all of our students who have to write theses in order to graduate from Reed College. The number one type of research that we do with our reactor is something called neutron activation analysis. Reactors are sort of like a neutron factory. When we split the uranium atoms, we produce a lot of neutrons, and those go on and split more uranium atoms, and you get more and more neutrons in your reactor. And neutrons are a very special type of radiation because unlike alpha, beta, and gamma particles, they don't have an electric field, so they can actually make other things radioactive. And when things are radioactive, they give off energy. And every element gives off energy of a characteristic energy, so we can measure the energy coming off of the elements that we stuck in our reactor and made radioactive and know exactly what a sample is made out of.
They'll tell us what it's made out of. Something different we couldn't find any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something you're generating electric power with. It's just a research reactor.
That's right. We're strictly research. If we wanted to produce power with our reactor, we'd have to build a completely different reactor.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with all of this?
When I first came to Reed, it was orientation week, and I saw a little poster on the wall in my dorm. It said something like, "Do you want to be a nuclear reactor operator?"
Just like all of them, right?
Yeah. Well,
you want to join the Glee Club? You want to be a nuclear reactor operator?
And I looked at it, and my first thought was, well, that can't be right. Yeah. But of course, I followed up on that because that's a very interesting opportunity, and if you get something like that, you dig your claws in it, you don't let go. And I went on the tour that they were having just as for all incoming students. And my tour guide was a young man in his 20s. He had purple hair, and he was wearing a wizard hat. And he showed me around the reactor, and he was very knowledgeable about reactor physics.
Mm-hmm. And so you went, you talked to them, and you got involved in the project.
Yeah. So the way our training program works is we have a lecture in a lab every week. It's sort of like an extra class. You have homework, and you have oral exams every week with senior reactor operators. And it's open to any student on campus. We welcome physics and chem students, but we also welcome theater majors and dance majors and philosophy majors. As long as you're a Reed student, you can become a reactor operator with us.
You were a theater person, right?
When I first came here, I was theater. If you work at a reactor long enough, though, you become a chem major.
All right, let's see how all this works. I know you took sci-fi producers Annie Minoff and Alexa Lim on a tour of the Reed reactor, and so we've got an audio postcard from that tour you gave them. Let's listen to that.
So we have a Geiger counter right here, and it's just measuring the ambient radiation in the room. That radiation isn't due to us having a reactor. It's just because there's always a little bit of background radiation anywhere. There are a lot of sources of background radiation. There's background radiation that comes from the atmosphere and from our sun even. Bananas are a little bit radioactive. Brazil nuts are a little bit radioactive. And people are a little bit radioactive. The dose you get from sleeping next to someone every single night for a year is equivalent to about 13 bananas. We are in the control room of the reactor right now. This is a trigger reactor, so it's designed with the idea that students would be operating it. So if you look at the console, the three up buttons and the three down buttons move our three control rods up and down. On top of them is the scram bar, which is the exciting button that releases power to the magnets that are holding our three control rods up. So when we hit the scram bar, we can shut down our reactor very, very quickly. All right. And before we go into the bay, I need you guys to each take one of these EPDs. That stands for electronic personal dosimeter. And it's just going to keep track of the dose you get in the bay. All right, and we are ready to head into the bay. So this room is sort of a giant white box. And in the middle of the room is a pool. The pool is sort of an oval shape Our reactor is in a tank. It's under 25 feet of water. The blue glow will be a bit stronger in a few minutes. They're removing the control rods right now. So right now our reactor is going up to power.
Wow. Okay. Can you describe what we're seeing?
Yeah. Everywhere there's a fuel element, it's sort of giving off this unearthly blue glow. It's the Cherenkov radiation. And you'll actually see when we scram in a few moments that the blue glow shuts down pretty quickly as we shut down. And you're going to want to be watching the core for this.
Manual scram in 3, 2, 1.
That was so fast. It's pretty much just dark now.
Once we insert those control rods, it goes down in power very, very quickly. My favorite part of my job is taking people in here and showing them the blue glow. Every year we have a school that sends all of their fifth graders through the reactor. Some kids leave saying they want to be scientists. Some kids leave saying that they want to go home. But it's always a lot of fun to have them here. They have a very interesting perspective on how things work.
Very interesting. Thank you for that tour. Wow. The blue glow, explain where that blue comes from, why it's there.
So that's called Cherenkov radiation. And everyone knows that nothing is faster than the speed of light in a vacuum. But when light is traveling through water, it's actually a third slower. So that means that the speed of radiation traveling through water is actually faster than the speed of light. So what you're seeing is the radiation going through, exciting those water molecules. And when the excited water molecules go back to ground state, they give off a blue photon. And that is what gives you that beautiful blue glow.
Well, you know, people see a nuclear reactor, the first thing they want to know is, can this thing melt down?
Our reactor cannot melt down. We just don't get hot enough. Our reactor is very, very safe because we have a special property built into our reactor called prompt negative temperature coefficient, or PNTC. And what that means is that as we go up in power, it gets harder and harder for us to go up in power.
What kind of special training do you have to do to be able to push that button that turns off the reactor?
All of our operators are licensed by the NRC. And at the end of the year, the NRC actually flies out to Portland to license us. So that includes a 3-hour written exam and then a multiple-hour walkthrough where it's you one-on-one with the NRC examiner, and they just grill you about every aspect of the reactor.
Can you take this? You get a certification once you've passed the test that you're a nuclear reactor operator?
Yeah, you get your reactor operating license.
Just for this one?
Yeah, it is specific to your reactor. I couldn't go over to the OSU reactor and ask to play around on it.
Would you like to?
Their reactor is very, very cool.
I heard that the Reed reactor has more female operators than the rest of the world's reactors combined. Is that right?
Well, we don't know for sure. That's what the NRC says they think is true, but I don't have any numbers to back that up. But we are pretty much 50-50 male and female. And in fact, of our 5 supervisors, 4 of us are female, and we only have 1 male. Last year, all 5 of us were female.
Are women attracted to this more than they thought that women would be attracted?
You know, I just think it makes sense that half of us are female. Half of our campus is female. I think it's right that our reactor staffing would reflect that.
Right. You know, you don't get any jokes about being Homer Simpson, right?
No. Every day.
every day. Tell us what's going on inside the reactor. Well, you described the tour of it, but what is actually going on inside the reactor?
So inside of a reactor, we have our fuel elements, and those are made out of enriched uranium. So we have added some extra uranium-235 to the uranium, or to the fuel, and that's mixed in with a moderator. So earlier I was talking about how we produce neutrons, and the way we produce those is by breaking apart the uranium-235 atoms. What I didn't tell you is that those neutrons are born at a very high energy, so we need something called a moderator in the fuel to bump into the neutrons and slow them down. And this is actually part of why our reactor is very safe. Because our moderator is mixed into the fuel, as our reactor heats up, the moderator mixed into the fuel also heats up with the fuel. So that means that the moderator becomes less effective at slowing down those neutrons and allowing them to continue on with that chain reaction.
How many hours a week are you working in the reactor?
I work about 20 hours a week at the reactor.
Wow, it's like half time of a full-time job.
Yeah.
Are you fearful of the radiation dose you might be picking up?
You know, the average dose that a reactor operator receives every quarter is no dose. Our dosimetry can't even pick up on our dose because it's just so low.
It's glowing blue, right, because of the effect you talked about. Mm-hmm. Has anybody said, hey, let's make it a psychedelic color of some other kind? Can we do that?
We actually, 2 years ago, had a thesis senior who wrote his thesis on whether or not we could change the color of the reactor. He tried putting different fillers into little clear containers and lowering them in the reactor and taking pictures to see how that changed the color. And what he found was you could get different shades of like blue and green and turquoise. And the color that the material that gave us green was corn oil. But the real reason that gave us green was because corn oil is already yellow, and blue and yellow makes green. So you can't really change the color of the reactor, unfortunately.
Let's see if we have a question from the audience. Yes.
You mentioned earlier how open the reactor is to anybody who's in studying physics or studying art. Do you ever run into conflicts between people who are in the reactor to study data and do what might be considered real work versus people who are just there to look at the pretty blue glow?
You know, we actually have a very beautiful fusion of all different perspectives at the reactor. We had a history major who was one of our operators do her thesis with the reactor, where she irradiated ancient pottery shred with our reactor and was able to map trade routes with our reactor. We had a studio arts major at our reactor and looked at different ways that she could represent the chart of the nuclides and explain radiation to people with art. So it actually works really well when we have this nice blend of majors as opposed to just physics and chem students.
Wow, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. Fascinating. Ilana Novakoski is a chemistry major and a reactor operator at Reed College in Portland. And you can see that blue for yourself if you'd like to. We've got that slideshow of the Reed Reactor up on our website. Go to sciencefriday.com/reactor. When we come back, we're going to be talking about spiders. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Ira Flatow.